Welcome to a brand new month. We have turned the corner of leap day, leap year, etc. Now it's back to normal months, but this is going to be a good one, a good month. Now listen, today's story. Have you ever wanted to make a living doing poetry slams? Well, me neither. Okay, but listen, the more interesting question is it possible? In this story, when a down-on-his-luck writer composes impromptu poems for strangers in the street, he puts smiles on the faces of everyone he meets. Is this too trendy? Is it only a fad? Well, stay tuned for the story, right after the ad. Ten years ago, Brian Sonia Wallace was living in a medieval Scottish village, researching eco-conscious living. A year later, he graduated and moved back to the United States in economic turmoil. This was right after the global financial crisis, and there were no jobs to be found in the eco-space, which was, after all, just a fledgling industry at the time. He took a job fundraising for a local nonprofit, but that didn't last long. He was laid off and spent the next 6 months looking for work, with limited success. Eventually, he turned to a contract job in grant writing to make ends meet. But to make matters worse, Brian was going through a breakup at the time and sleeping on his ex's couch. With a job he disliked, that awkward living situation, and no prospects on the horizon, he had officially hit rock bottom. In an effort to lift his spirits, he began frequenting poetry slams at night. A poetry slam is a spoken word competition where poets perform for a live audience. He found listening to the stories helped him feel less alone during his time of isolation. And in fact, Brian enjoyed them so much that, being somewhat of a writer himself, decided to undertake a challenge. To figure out a way to pay his rent, hopefully at a new location, for an entire month using only his poetry skills. Although his situation was dire, he wasn't hoping to set the world on fire. He was just determined not to be beat. So he took his feet to the street. He bought himself an old typewriter for $20, drove to a busy intersection, and sat down with a sign that read, "Give me a topic, I'll write you a poem. Pay me what you think it's worth." Brian was well aware he looked like a total weirdo just sitting there, typewriter at the ready. But as they say, every movement needs a leader and at least one follower. And soon, Brian had his first disciple. A woman with a buzz cut walked up to him and said, "I don't have any money." He responded with, "That's okay," and offered to write her a poem for free. Then something amazing happened. She began to open up, telling him the story of her father, a truck driver who was always on the road working to provide for his family. Brian clanked away at his old typewriter, starting with the woman's name and the words, "For you." Soon enough, he'd produced a one-of-a-kind poem. As he read it out loud to her, she began to cry. She then rushed off to an ATM and paid Brian for the poem he was happy to do for free. He used his first earnings to buy a burrito. Eating his free lunch, Brian realized something. People needed what he had to offer. It had real value. So he kept going, sitting on the street every day, meeting strangers and offering them poems on a pay-what-you-will basis. He believes it resonated because we have a crisis of connection in the modern world. We've gotten rid of so many of our old shared stories and are looking for new ones to tell us who we are and how we're all connected. His poems provide a small dose of that. The moment he knew this concept could be taken beyond the street was during a poetry session at Venice Beach near Los Angeles. A big, burly realtor came up to him, gave him his number, and invited Brian to be the writer in residence at their upcoming corporate party. A week later, he was sitting next to the bar at a swanky party, typing poems for the staff and their guests. After that night, Brian's future looked bright. He met the challenge, successfully paid his rent for the month, and kept at it after that. He began receiving referrals and was hired by everyone from Google to Macy's, Mall of America to Amtrak, and even the National Park Service. From time to time, he'd pick up some media coverage through one of these events, and that would lead to more referrals. Now get this, after a while, Brian was earning about as much money as a poet for hire as he was as a grant writer. And it didn't come from some grand PR plan, but from showing up over and over wherever he was welcome and writing for people on topics they cared about. He dropped the grant writing altogether and picked up some work as an arts educator to level out his income, all while keeping up the prose on the street. He received more media coverage from outlets like the New York Times and the Guardian. He also built a website, rentpoet.com. And people began to find him by Googling "hire a poet," which, by the way, that's a real thing, and apparently people search for it. These days, Brian can generate anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000 per month with a little alliteration. Did you get that one? A little alliteration? He feels like he's living a surreal American dream by paying his bills from the most unlikely art form, poetry. There have been times he's felt like throwing in the towel and moving on, but then a unique opportunity comes along that keeps him engaged. That happened recently when he was approached by a publisher. His book, The Poetry of Strangers, What I Learned Traveling America with a Typewriter, will be published in the summer of 2020. It began with a struggle. It seemed impossible. But rentpoet.com is now unstoppable. Capitalist poetry. How about that? Yes, you can do something that you love, something that's totally fun and, you know, might seem random, to some people or maybe even to yourself at a certain point, like it did for Brian, but then end up, you know, not just doing good, but also doing well. And this episode reminds me of one from long ago, episode 252, you know, for everybody out there interested in making money through poetry. That episode was called Managerial Accountant in Dubai Earns $1,000 a Month Hosting Poetry Slams. So, you know, there's at least two people doing this. And by the way, March 21st is World Poetry Day, which is a UNESCO-declared day of celebration. Its purpose is to promote the reading, writing, publishing, and teaching of poetry throughout the world. So I don't know if you have to do anything to get ready for that, or if you can just kind of, you know, show up, but that is coming up on the horizon. All right, congratulations, Brian, and good work. Thank you for allowing us to share your story. And listeners, no matter the drama, no matter the weather, inspiration with action is so much better. Today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/1156. We'll be back tomorrow with a non-rhyming episode. But I hope you enjoyed this one. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.